Based on a Tosefta in Sanhedrin Perek Zion, so I thought I'd just read a line or two from this Tosefta as it applies to the Rambam, and then to see something interesting that I think the Rambam did with it. That's really the name of the game, is figuring out the Mekoros of the Rambam. Maybe it would be a good thing if the Rambam had included in his Mekoros, but it made learning the Rambam a lot less fun. Part of it is that the Rambam tweaked things, and not just in terms of the presentation, but as we'll see, sometimes in projecting Rishus as a Chova. You guys know many of his, I don't mean this in any kind of way except the most respectful way, all the Rambam's tricks, are very, very fascinating. So this will all sound very familiar to you. Ein sholin me'uman ve'ein meshivin me'uman lo migavov lo me'rachok Tosefta Sanhedrin Perek Zayin v'lo me'acholei. That's basically where we left off. The Kesef Mishnah explains, what does shalol l'shol really mean? It means somebody wants to make a hayara, nizkakin l'shol. The Rebbe has a responsibility, first the person who has a question. And if it's halacha l'maisa question, that's an even higher priority. Sarach shiomer maisa ni shol. V'ashol k'inyan v'ashol shalol k'inyan v'ashimin v'ashol k'inyan v'ashol shalol k'inyan tzarech shiomer shalol k'inyan sha'alti divrei Reb Meir. V'chachamim omrim ein tzarech. You don't have to say shalol k'inyan sha'alti shakol ha'torah inyan echad. Okay, so the very fascinating thing, right? Divrei Torah ni'im mekomo v'ashir makom achar. He doesn't have to make this declaration. No, what's fascinating about this, Ephraim, is the chachamim are not cholik on which point. They say, the only thing he doesn't have to do is say, shalol k'inyan sha'alti. He doesn't have to say that. But in terms of the answer which is proffered,
you can give the answer.
I think that's right. In other words, the Rebbe can still make that differentiation, but to have him make a statement, shalol k'inyan sha'alti, is sort of a denigration of Torah Hashem Tamima in the sense of the integration of Torah. I think that's a very important point. Inyan v'sheno inyan niskakin l'inyan. Maisa v'sheno maisa niskakin l'maisa l'acho medrash. Watch the hierarchy. Niskakin l'halacha medrash v'agada. Now, I'm not really sure how to differentiate between medrash and what's in agada. I really don't know exactly what the Tosefta had in mind there. Niskakin l'medrash. Now, I'd like to make a suggestion that one of them is a medrash halacha, and agada is either a medrash agada or maybe an agadata. Okay, I'm just making that suggestion. Otherwise, I don't really see a basis for even, differentiating medrash or agada niskakin l'medrash. It's interesting because Rav Haigon once had a line that an agadata does take priority over a medrash outside of the Gemara, which is an interesting thing. Yeah, Ephraim, go ahead.
Is it possible just that medrash is based on psukim and agada isn't?
Possible. But again, rov rubam of, medrash rabba, the whole thing, it's all a commentary on psukim, right?
Yeah, so that'd be considered medrash.
So you're saying Agada is really just Agadita?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that could very well be. Medrash v'kal v'chomer niskakin l'kal v'chomer. Okay, interestingly. Even though Medrash is based on Psukim, the way that Ephraim wants to explain it, nonetheless, kal v'chomer would take priority. And the suggestion here would be the idea that Kal v'chomer is more directly related to the framework of halacha. Kal v'chomer gzeira shava niskakin l'kal v'chomer, even though gzeira shava, just think about the logic here because it's a tzarech iyun, is gzeira shava is more based on the psukim, right? Okay, you have to really figure that out. And then as Rambam will go on, and it's based on the Tosefta, chacham v'talmid niskakin l'chacham, Talmid v'amearetz niskakin l'talmid. Hayu shneim chachamim shneim talmidim shneim amearetz shtei halachos shtei she'elos shtei tshuvos shnei masim harishus biyana miturgaman me'ata. So I think that the point which is noteworthy here, and then we'll just go back and instantiate these things in the Rambam, is that you might have argued that a talmid and a chacham or a shoel, despite when they say v'atakim v'adarta pnei zaken, maybe you should answer the talmid first because the talmid, may be in greater need of your direction, but presumably, let's assume it's apples to apples. They're both shoel halach lebaiser. They're both shoel k'inyan. So there's a factor in neiseva talking about darta neizakim, which of course Shlomi takes us back to koseres so hilchos talmud Torah. So what are the two mitzvos listed there? A is lomo Torah and B the chabin lomdeha lomdeha. Exactly. Okay. So let's see the Rambam's instantiation of this. Shnayim sheshalu shalachad k'inyan shalachad shlo k'inyan niskakin l'inyan ma'isa sheno ma'isa niskakin l'ma'isa. It doesn't actually indicate that you have to say Maisa Ani Shoel, which is a very fascinating thing. Halacha Medrash Nizkakin La Halacha Medrash Agada Nizkakin La Medrash Agada Kavachomer Nizkakin La Kavachomer. Interestingly, that goes to Maimonides quotes the view of the Prisha Deloka Prisha She Higia Nizkakin La Agada, that Agada takes priority over Kavachomer. And I guess the svar of the Prisha would be that at least Agada is Divrei Chazal per se, as opposed to Svaros Mialma. Not to say that Svaros aren't responsible for important halachos, very important halachos. Miemer the damadidach sumaktvei, dova damadahu gavra sumaktvei. Mikalachomer establishes many halachos, but the idea of its relationship to text, whether it's Tereshim Achsav, Tereshim Alpeh, maybe at the heart of this machlokes between the Rambam and the Prisha. Okay, kalachomer gzera shavin is kalachomer kalachomer. Hayu asholim shnayim echad chacham veechad talmid. Niskakin the Chacham Talmid Amaretz, Niskakin the Talmid, Shneim Chacham, Shneim Talmidim, Shneim Amaretz, Shneim Shalosh, Shneim Bishnei Halachos, Bishnei Tshuvos, O Bishnei Sheelos, Shneim Asim, Harishos Biyad Hametargim Me'ata. So the Meturgaman has the right to just, you know, sort of present different things first. So I just wanted to make one final hiara. Why does he say Harishos Biyad Hametargim Me'ata? Let's say you're dealing with a scenario where there is no Meturgaman. So what might the implication of that be? If there's no Meturgaman, then maybe it's just... I think so, right? That, in other words, the Rav should just answer things one by one. It's only as if he's presented with multiple shelos at once, because the Meturgaman is gathering the shelos so that he can... And the Meturgaman, you know, at that point would have the right to sort of privilege one over the other. If it's just, you know, direct interaction with the Rav, first come, first serve basis. So just to review some of the critical points, right, it does seem like there's this privileging of the halachic realm, halach l'maisa realm, in terms of, you know, which questions are answered first. Chacham is privileged over a Talmud. So machlokes in the Tosefta, do you have to say Maisa and Ishoel? I mean, the Tosefta indicates you have to say Maisa and Ishoel, the Rambam drops that. Then a machlokas in the Tosefta, whether you say Shalokin and Sha'alti, and that the Chachamim disagree with, right? The Rambam doesn't say that he has to give any kind of a preface, but it is a very fascinating machlokas, very ambitious shita of the Chachamim, that there is no such thing as Shalokin and Sha'alti, right? The Rav still can discriminate and say, okay, I have a more direct responsibility, right? And it's all internally coherent, just like he has to answer the question Kenyan over the question Shalok Kenyan, and the question Lamaisa over the question Shalok Lamaisa, right? So the same thing would apply in this case, but whether or not he has to make a formal declaration, Shalok Kenyan Shalti, touches on, you know, the Torah Hashem Tamima point. And then the difference is how much of this is just the Meturgaman triaging and how much of this is a first come, first serve in the context of a Rav who is asked multiple questions by various Talmidim. Would it just be in that case that, you know, first come, first serve? Okay, so we'll pick it up there, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow with the final halacha of Perek Daled.